In this perek, we're going to come across 8 different arguments between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, most of which will be to do with a meal. Many to do with Shabbos meals, some to do with meals in general, but the Mishnah introduces this perek by telling us, Elu devorim shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel bas oda. The following things are the debates between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with regards to a meal. The truth is, what the Mishnah means is these arguments concern things which go on directly before or after the meal, but not necessarily during the meal itself. And the first machlekes which we're going to encounter concerns the obligation of to make Kiddush on Friday night. Now, during Kiddush, we make 2 different brachas. Number 1 is the bracha on wine, which, as we learned in the 6th perek, is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Bar Pri HaGofen, the one who creates the fruit of the vine. And there's another bracha which is about sanctifying the day of Shabbos, and that bracha discusses specifically Shabbos. The machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is which comes first. Now the Meforshim note that the whole obligation to make Kiddush on wine is only midrabanan, whereas the obligation of Kiddush itself, of mentioning Shabbos, is midoraisa, that comes from the Torah. And therefore, of course, the bracha which discusses Shabbos should come before the bracha on wine. And because of this difficulty, we're going to understand our Mishnah to be referring to the following case, where somebody during Maariv on Friday night had the intention to fulfill his obligation of Kiddush, his obligation to mention Shabbos, during the Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv, because we mentioned Shabbos over there, so he had the intention that when he daven Maariv, he should fulfill that obligation. And midoraisa, that's enough. Midrabbanan, we require you to make Kiddush on wine. But that means that now both brachas are going to be only midrabbanan. The bracha on wine is midrabbanan because it's always midrabbanan. But even the bracha which discusses Shabbos is midrabbanan because on a midoraisa level you've already fulfilled your obligation during Maariv. So now that they're both on the same level, we need to try and discover which one of those brachas should come first. So Beis Shammai say, Mivarach al Hayom. First you make the bracha on the day, meaning the bracha which discusses the day of Shabbos, V'achakach Mivarach al Hayayin, and only then would you make the bracha of Bar Pri HaGofen on the wine. And the reason for Beis Shammai is twofold. Number one, because the whole reason why you're making a bracha on wine is only because of Shabbos. Only because of the obligation of mentioning Shabbos do you bring wine and make a bracha on wine. So of course it makes sense to make the bracha on Shabbos first, and then to make the bracha on the wine. The second reason of Beis Shammai is just the fact that Shabbos came first. Chronologically, Shabbos came first, and then the wine came. The obligation to make Kiddush starts after Shabbos comes in. And therefore, you should mention Shabbos first, and only then go on to the bracha of wine. However, Beis Hillel say that actually, if you think about it, in the scenario which he described, this person has already fulfilled his obligation of making Kiddush midoraisa. The reason why he now has to make Kiddush again is so that he can make it on the wine. That's the midrabanan obligation. Which means that really, what's the whole reason why he's making the Kiddush now? It's not the sanctity of the day. It's the wine. If you had no wine, you wouldn't need to make Kiddush now, because you fulfilled your obligation in Shmoneh Esrei. And the only reason why you're making it again is so that you can make it on the wine. So because of that, the wine has more precedence, and therefore it comes first. Mivarach al Hayayin, or want to make a bracha on wine, v'achakach Mivarach al Hayayim, and only then do you go on to the bracha about mentioning Shabbos and discussing its holiness. Another reason given by the Gemara for Beis Hillel is an important rule known as Todir v'she'enu Todir Kaidem. If you have 2 different mitzvahs to do, and one occurs more frequently than the other, then the more frequent one has precedence. Now let's think about it. The obligation of sanctifying Shabbos, making Kiddush on Shabbos, comes once a week. Whatever happens, that's always going to be a once a week mitzvah. Whereas wine is a mitzvah on every Yom Tov. And at many Jewish occasions, at a wedding for example, there's an obligation to have wine there. And therefore, because wine comes more frequently, and the mitzvah is associated with that, therefore the bracha is made on wine first, and only then is it made on the bracha which mentions Shabbos.